So why do you need a larger library?
We need space to do just about everything. We have a small children's library, and we have programs that often involve as many as 400 kids, and fitting them in is just virtual impossibility. We've had to turn kids away. We have 5 computers, and we could use 3 or 4 times that many. The public can come and use a computer to get on and check their internet or check their email or play games or do research, and we only have 5 of them. We need a lot more. We have room for about 55,000 books, and we've got them stored in closets. We've got turned closets into rooms, and we just need more space for books. We don't have any space at all for teens, say 13 to 18-year-olds, to come in and work or join their friends for studying, that type of thing, and we're going to have a space for that. Our meeting room is for about a maximum of 30 people, and we're going to have a larger multi-purpose room that we can use for a meeting or for any of the other things that we do, like projects, and that'll be available for the community to use. We also need space for doing the work that goes on in a library, bringing books in and getting them processed so they can be loaned out, loaning them out and taking them back, all of the things that it takes to make a library run.
This part we're standing in right now, is this an addition to the original building?
It's not an addition. It was a store building that we bought and connected to the library to use as a children's library. But it was originally a Singer sewing machine store when I was a kid, and then it was a bar in the 60s or 70s, and then we purchased it and built the connection so that we could use it as part of our building. It is not a solid building. It doesn't have a foundation under it, so we have to tear it down to be able to go with a 2-story structure and use our space more adequately.
And it looks from the drawing like this would aesthetically fit in nicely with the original Carnegie building.
Yes, the architect designed it to be compatible with the Carnegie building so that in a few years people will look at it and not really realize that it's a complete new addition to the building. It's going to be designed so that it looks like it belongs here. And that was a very important point for us. We're a historic building, and we wanted to keep it that way rather than going with a metal structure or something like that, which would have been much cheaper.
Most of this will be paid for by the state. If you can come up with a certain amount of money by the end of June, is that correct?
That's correct.
How much do you need to come up with?
We need to come up with $794,025.
And you're trying to do that through fundraising rather than raising taxes?
Yes, we're trying to do it without raising the taxes at all. Hopefully we can raise that amount and have it by the end of June so that we can make our match, and then the state will give us 2.385, something like 2,382,075. And we just think this is such a good opportunity for Macomb that we just can't pass it up. That's not very often that somebody's going to come give you almost $2.4 million to do something with, and there are virtually no strings attached. I've heard people say the state doesn't have any money. They do have this money. They've sold the bonds. They're ready to give us their check as soon as we get our money raised. So it is there. It's virtually no strings attached other than it has to be used to build the library, and we have to provide a fourth of the project.
At what point during the fundraising campaign will you be able to determine whether you're going to be able to meet your match or have to do something else to come up with that money?
Well, I would say probably by late March we ought to have a pretty good idea how we're coming along and where we'll be by the end of the time. And the state does require that you have the money in the bank. On our brochure, we give people an option of donating over 1, 2, or 3 years, but the money that they pledge will not count towards the amount that we have to have. We have to have the $794,000 in the bank.
So if the fundraising is not going as well as you hope, would you have to raise taxes at that point, and would you still be able to bring in enough money at that point?
Well, we don't foresee raising taxes. At that point, we'd have to reevaluate or say that we're not going to make the goal and then decide what we're going to do, because we could scale the project back. It's just that we'll have a $300,000 addition rather than a $3.5 million addition, because either we get all of the state money or we get none of the state money. But we would have money to do some things with. It just would not be nearly as productive as having all of the state money and our money. But we would have to evaluate that, like I say, probably by the end of March. We honestly don't foresee this happening. We feel like we have a real good chance of getting this project, raising the money to get this project done.
Why would you tell someone a library remains important in this day of tablets and computers and other ways of reading things?
Well, library is important not just for the books. It's a focal point in a community. And when they evaluate community life, one of the things they check into is what type of library you have and what type of services it provides. And very few large corporations will come to a town that doesn't have a reasonably good library. That's one of the things they look at when they're evaluating the town. So a library is important far and beyond the fact that we loan books. But we also are going to provide areas for different segments of our population here in Macomb to come for programs, for reading programs, to come in and use technology that they don't have at home, get on the internet. And we have five computers that are busy virtually all day, and we could use, like I say, two or three times that number. We don't have room for many of the more modern videotapes, though those are kind of going by the wayside. We're getting DVDs already and e-books and that type of thing. So it's not just the books that you have. And I've heard people say that a library is going out. If you look in history all the way back to pre-history times, there have been libraries. The Library of Hammurabi was several thousand years before Christ. And if they've persevered for 5,000 years, it's my guess they're going to persevere for at least another 100 or 200 years, which would probably be the life of the library that we are building. This library is 100 years old. If we do this, we think we're extending the life probably another 100 years or more.
I imagine you're going to be going out handing these brochures to people and telling them, donate to this campaign. Why would you tell them to do that?
Well, we need to raise the money, and it's not my library. It's the community's library. And the state made a point. We think the project is needed. If the community thinks the project is needed, the way they show that they think this project is needed is to give a donation so that we can proceed with the project. And like I say, it's not my project, it's not the library directors or the boards, it's this community we're building this library for. So they need to show that they understand and appreciate that the state's willing to give us that money, and that they're willing to give some of their funds to make it a viable library too.
Anything you want to add about this?
No, just if you want to see the library, come over the 14th of October, and we're having an open house. You can come in and see how the space is being used now, and I think almost anybody that comes in and sees how it's being used would see that we do need more space, with running over 100,000 books a year in and out of the library, and over 400 kids for a summer reading program, and somewhere 2,000 to 3,000 people a month come in and use this library. So it's a highly used facility.
That open house on Sunday the 14th,
yeah.
What time And what will be available? Will there be drawings and pamphlets and other details?
Yeah, it'll be from 2 to 4 o'clock, and we'll have information, plus we're going to have tours of the library so that you can go to areas that you might normally not see, though it's not areas that we keep you out of. You just don't normally go to some of our stacks that are very crowded, though you can if you want to. And we'll have brochures, and of course we'll be here to accept your donation and encourage you to buy a brick or do some of the other things that you can do with your donations. We have a number of different levels of giving and rewards for you as the giver if you do give that money.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming, and have a good day.
Oh, what was your statistic? This was built when the town was 5,000 people, and now it's around 20,000.
That's
correct.
All right. I think there were 5,200 and something in 1904 when it was built, and now we have something just over 20,000, so we have about four times the people.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.